Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor of Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we come to God's Word this morning, we turn to Romans chapter 10. We'll begin reading at verse 14 and read through the end of the chapter. So let us read together the Word of the Almighty God. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed, their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? For first Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation, and I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. Thus far the reading of God's word, may he add his blessing to it. As we look at God's word then this morning, we are reminded of the dangers which we are in if we hear the gospel but do not believe in it. We see the promise of God of salvation, of faith, and yet at that same time we also see the promise of damnation to those who will not believe on the only Savior, Jesus Christ. And so as we look at the gospel, we see the beauty of it, that God brings His beautiful gospel to all nations through the preaching of His word. That's the theme that we want to see this morning, that God brings His beautiful gospel to all nations through the preaching of His word. As we look at God's word, then, we will see, first of all, in verses 14 through 15, that God's gospel preached is beautiful. Second of all, in verses 16 through 18, we see that not all who hear believe. And then in verses 19 through 21, we see God's plan includes believers and unbelievers. So we see God brings His beautiful gospel to all nations through the preaching of His word. In verses 14 and 15, we are reminded that that word of God is preached. It is beautiful. We read in verse 14 that belief requires hearing. How shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? We are calling upon God, we read in the previous verse, in verse 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We are calling upon the Lord. The idea here is he who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, who calls on His name, shall be saved. And so the gospel preached is beautiful. How shall they call on Him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? We need to hear the gospel. And that's why we need preachers. We need the Word of God preached to us so that we might understand and believe the only Savior, Jesus Christ. Believing requires hearing God's Word, the gospel preached. Outside of the church, there is not normally salvation. The blind man who had been healed by Jesus asked Jesus when he spoke to him later about belief. John 9:36, he answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? The blind man didn't know who Jesus was. And without hearing, then there is not salvation. The Ethiopian eunuch said to Philip, Acts 8:31, and he said, How can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. And certainly we need guides. We need direction. The preachers bring the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ. That is what we read in verse 15. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Now, are my feet beautiful because I preach the gospel? No. It is because the gospel is the beautiful message of God's salvation brought to us, that we might believe, that we might have eternal life. Isaiah 52, verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The sight of the messenger, the message is beautiful.
The gospel is the most beautiful message that we can hear as human beings. Our greatest problem, our greatest need has been taken care of by God. Only believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we shall be saved. And so the gospel preached is the beauty of the preacher. Now, not all who hear believe. That's part of what's on Paul's mind here this morning. Not all who hear believe. Verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I said, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. Not all who hear, not all obeyed the gospel. Not all believed the great gospel of grace in Christ. Yet some didn't believe. They are stuck in their unbelief. Romans 3, verse 3. For what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. What's going on here? How come they didn't believe? Hebrews 4, verse 2. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. In fact, we've read in previous chapters in Romans that God has hardened some. Romans 9:18, therefore he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills he hardens. What's going on here then? God has rejected certain people, even though they've heard the gospel, from believing on Jesus Christ. Faith comes by hearing, but not all who hear believe. Faith comes by hearing, verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out to all the earth, and their voice to the ends of the earth. That is, the gospel has gone out to the ends of the earth. That's the idea here. How shall they call for salvation in him in whom they have not believed? We have to hear the gospel to be saved. Galatians 3, verse 2, this only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Yet not all that hear it are saved. That's the problem in Paul's mind at this point. Many in Israel had not believed. Why? Perhaps in our own churches many have heard, grown up in the gospel, yet they have turned away. Why has this happened? And it's a very dangerous thing to turn away from the gospel. 1 John 2:19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. It's a dangerous thing to turn our backs on the word of God. It is an eternally dangerous matter. Now, as we ask this question, we are reminded that it's not our job to save. That's God's job. We cannot save people. Remember the Great Commission, Matthew 28:18-20, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Tells us that we are to preach the gospel to all nations, but it doesn't tell us to save people. God saves. We preach. This is a comforting truth against many false guilts. If maybe I had witnessed harder to this person. Now, that we may have a point there and an admonition to be more careful to witness in the future. Jesus reminds us that this gospel, Matthew 24:14, of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. And so we must understand that not all who hear believe. That gospel of Christ is going to be preached throughout the world. And yet many will not come to Christ. And God's plan, we must understand, includes believers and unbelievers. God brings salvation to his chosen people. Verse 19. But I say, did Israel not know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. By those who are not a nation, but the chosen people of God, the kingdom of God ushered in by Jesus, death and resurrection. We remember Daniel's picture of this in Daniel 2:44-45. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall not never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. and it shall stand forever, inasmuch as you saw the stone cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation sure. The stone cut out of the mountain without hands, the only Savior Jesus Christ and his kingdom, built not with hands of man, but by God. Isaiah said, quoted in verse 20, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. Our salvation is not according to the flesh, but in Jesus Christ, in faith. That's what we saw in recent weeks in Romans 9, verses 30 through 33. What shall we say then, that Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith? But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness? Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whoever believes on him shall not be put to shame. They did not seek it by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. Remember, we are not saved by works. We do not receive salvation because of the works we do, but by faith in Jesus Christ. That is Paul's burden as we look in Romans. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Those who reject God are rejected. God is merciful, but he is also just. He is long-suffering, patient with us, far more than we deserve. Yet the time will come when he will judge all nations. Romans 2, verse 4, Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Even to his Old Testament people Israel, he says, verse 21, quoting Isaiah 65, verse 2, I have stretched out my hands all day to a rebellious people, who walk in a way that is not good according to their own thoughts. Notice, they're walking according to their own thoughts instead of according to God's word. God promises salvation to those who will believe in Jesus Christ, but he also promises damnation to those who will not. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And so, as we look at the rejection of the gospel, the danger that that is, we notice the beauty of that gospel, brought to all nations, preached in his word, preached to us by those whom God has called to the ministry of the gospel. God's gospel preached is beautiful. Not all who hear it will believe, but God's plan does include believers as well as unbelievers. Amen.
Thank you for joining us this morning on Start the Week. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness, including an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail at Salem Reformed Church, Post Office Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be glad to send it to you. If you have any questions concerning the Bible in general or about anything we cover on Start the Week, please contact us. We invite you to join us at the Salem Reformed Church in Ashley, North Dakota at 209 First Avenue Southwest. I would also like to invite our listeners in the Dickinson, North Dakota area to Bible studies being held in Dickinson by myself and some of my fellow pastors. These Bible studies are being held Sunday evenings at the Holiday Inn Express off Interstate 94, exit 61 at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If you have any questions, again, that number is 701-288-3265. If Ashley or Dickinson are too far to travel, the Reformed Church in the United States has churches in Minot and Anamoose in North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, and in Hamburg and Golden Valley in Minnesota. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church wish you the joy of knowing God this week and forever.